Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
You're standing in a lush valley leading up to a storybook castle.
I am Phil, and this is our ventriloquist troupe.
They practice dark magic, your majesty.
There's a creepy guy, I think he called himself a chancellor.
This story verse is ours.
Darcy takes the beetle and clamps it on his arm.
Ah! Ta-da! And that's our act, ladies and gentlemen.
Moira was tied up very securely. How could she have escaped?
He untied her.
I untied her? I bet she didn't see that coming.
Excuse me?
She stands tall, but obviously quite young, and it looks like she's been crying.
What's your name?
Bree.
So what seems to be the problem?
The knights. They're taking our parents.
Why don't we just go and offer ourselves as fodder for their army?
You won't come back.
Well,
anyone who turns 18, the knights come and drag them away screaming.
I was hoping I could help you folks out with whatever you've got going down here at Fort Clattering. Perhaps something to do with the large, dark storm cloud at the top of the mountain there.
Oh, it's the ventriloquist.
Oh, son of a loxen.
Darcy and Jacqueline are perched behind some bushes. A few hours have passed, and dawn is coming, but the light that is coming is very faint because the dark blackness covering the sky coming from Mount Zerma's peak is blocking out almost all of the sun. When the gates to the fort open, and Blatt walks out.
Hello? Hello? Darcy? Jacqueline?
Yeah, what?
Blatt, and I rustle the bushes a little bit.
Careful, the guards are right there.
And I rustle them harder.
Ah, yes, subterfuge, yes, I'm sorry. All right, here's the thing.
Get down behind the bush,
Blatt. I'm sorry, I'm getting down.
What happened?
Everything's fine. You saw me, right? I just walked inside.
Yes, and what did you see in there?
I'm saying it's safe, and you're able to walk inside, too. They're gathering people together to help fight the giant cloud of shattering on top of the mountain. They're just trying to get their forces together.
So there was nothing weird?
Well, I mean, it's slightly weird. I mean, there are robot soldiers around, but, other than that, seems to be going fairly well.
And I look at Blatt's eyes. Are they black?
They are not black.
Wow, so it's just people really fighting the shattering?
Well, yes, but they need all the help that they can get. I mean, they're just peasants and farmers that are in this immediate area. I don't think they're going to be able to stand up to the shattering for very long, if at all. They need all the help we can get. Maybe help from a few people from a future time. And Jacqueline.
The guards did let Blatt just walk right in.
Admittedly, the guards are a little scary. They're taller, they're clad in all black now, but, you know, they're pliable. You just sort of say howdy-do, and you continue on.
But isn't there black smoke coming off of them? That one there?
Well, actually, I don't think that has anything to do with the shattering. I just think it's their internal gizmos and what's-its churning and whirring.
I'm sorry, here's what doesn't add up. Fine, these people want to fight the shattering, but they would leave all their children alone in the village for days, maybe even weeks on end, if we're to believe Bree? That doesn't make any sense.
Hello, are you going to bring your 8-year-old with you to fight the shattering? They're safer where they are down there. You can't bring them up to the fort and then bring them to the top of the mountain to fight the shattering.
Well, they should leave some adults behind to defend their village.
That's what the older kids are for, like Bree.
All right, fine. So what do we do? Do we go back and get Egerton? If these people have it all in hand, what do they even need us for?
Well, again, they could need all the help that they can get. I mean, sure, the giant robotic what-sits have some weaponry, but the farmers don't. Like, oh, shattering, I've got a rake. Ha-ha! Ah, time to defeat you!
Or a bucket.
Or a bucket, weaponized as it may be. All right. How about this? One of you come with me, the other one go and get Egerton, and I'll meet you here at the top of the fort.
I'll go with him if you want to get Egerton.
Okay, fine. I guess where should I meet you? Back up in the fort or here?
Just past the gates of the fort. Don't you saw me enter, it's fine.
All right, I'll see you guys in a little bit, and I start running back down the hill.
All right, Jacqueline, you come with me.
Okay, it's safe, right?
Absolutely safe. I mean, for now. Well, we'll be fighting the shattering eventually. It might become a little less safe then.
I'm ready for that.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howie. Episode 33, Within the Walls.
Darcy pauses and turns back to watch Jacqueline and Blatt walk openly past the guard and towards the fort, and then turns, shaking her head, and heads down to the village, where she can hear the sounds of what seems to be laughter coming from the house where she left Egerton.
Well, no, I don't understand. Like, how come you get to jump my piece?
Well, you see, I employed the superior strategic role that put 3 blue gummies in front of your 1 green gummy, therefore allowing me to jump over the jujubes.
But I have 25 jujubes!
Yeah, you said the 25 jujubes trump the 3 gems!
Well, in theory they would, if it were not a Thursday.
I don't know what a theory is.
Well, you see, when someone develops a concept and then...
I don't know what a concept is.
You know what a concept is. That's like, our parents are never coming back.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I get that.
I shoved a piece up my nose.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Okay, here, watch.
I've dealt with this before. Candy up a nose is a specialty of mine. Watch, first we plug one nostril. Just put up this thing in there. Now blow!
Oh!
Look at all the goop!
Oh, that got over all the other game pieces.
Oh, it used to be red. Ooh.
I feel faint.
Well, maybe we can play a different game for now.
Egerton!
Darcy, what perfect time! We were just about to start playing another game.
Wow, do you have 3 boards out for Candy World?
Well, you see, this is Advanced Candy World.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's
gosh.
The 3rd edition. It's got some increases from the first 2.
I think it's because I won the first one, and so we put a second board down.
Okay, I think we decided that it was a draw.
Yeah.
That you may have, in theory, won. But in practice, as the game candy master, I get to choose how things end. Really? Really, okay. Fiona?
Okay,
are we
going to
do this again?
Okay, Egerton.
It has been a rough evening, Darcy. Do you see what I'm putting up? Look at Fiona.
Look at
Fiona.
It's quite heroic what you've been doing, Egerton.
It is.
Can I speak to you outside for a moment?
I ate three of the gemstones.
Okay. Well, when they come back out, put them in the box.
Okay.
I'll leave that here for you.
Okay. So Blatt actually got into the fort.
What?
Yes, I know. The guards just let him walk right in.
Really?
Yes.
Not very good guards.
I know. I thought the same thing. But Blatt says everything's fine, that it's really just the townspeople gathering to fight the Shattering. And they could really use our help because, of course, you know, they've got pitchforks and that's not much good.
And I am a great general. But here's the question, Darcy. Why did they leave all of the kids behind?
That's what I asked.
You put the kids in front of your army.
What?
And it slows down the advance of the enemy.
No.
It's basic tactics.
Egerton, that's a terrible idea. Where did you get that idea from?
Candy World.
Okay, all
it's
right.
It's in the advanced candy guide.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I had to order it special.
Candy World is a little different from the real world. We've talked about this before, remember?
Yeah, in Candy World, things sometimes make sense.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, Blatt and Jacqueline are up in the fort right now, and Blatt told me to come get you, and we're going to meet them there.
Okay.
But don't you think it's a little weird that the townspeople would just leave their kids, not because they want them in the front of their army, but because they'd be worried about what's happening to their kids down here?
I've been watching the kids all night, and I think that, yeah, it would be a real mistake to leave them on their own like we're doing right now.
Well, that's a good point. Where's Bree?
The gates of Fort Clattering are closing behind where Blatt and Jacqueline just entered. Jacqueline is struggling as a metal-clad hand covers their mouth and pulls them towards the barracks. And the gentleman in the robes, with too many rings on his delicate fingers, steps forward. Well done, Blatt.
There you are, Your Eminence. They may have a bucket on them with some pointy things coming out of it, but other than that, weapon-free.
Beautiful. And the others?
Oh, they'll be coming up in just a jiff, and also weapon-free. Well, one may have some dessert items on them, but other than that, nothing to worry about. I was the one that always provided the weaponry. It was I!
What a lovely puppet you are.
Thank you, Your Eminence.
Perhaps you could just stand here, where they'll see you when they enter.
Shall I wave enthusiastically?
That would be amazing.
All righty then.
I'm going to enjoy devouring what's left of your mind.
Okie dokie, sounds good, but only after they show up.
That's correct.
All right then, agreed.
Okay, so Bree, Egerton and I have to go now to help your parents, but I need you to stay and make sure everything is okay in the village.
Okay. What's what I've been doing?
Well, I know. I need you to do it a bit longer. And,
Are you going to attack them?
Attack your parents? No. They apparently are going to send an army up to the mountain to fight the Shattering, and we're going to help them.
What?
What do you mean, what? The Shattering is bad. Your parents are trying to stop the Shattering, and we're going to help them.
First of all, my dad is dead.
What?
He refused. And they struck him down and dragged my mother off, crying.
You mean they came to the village and did that to your parents?
Yes, it's what I've been telling you. Anyone who turns of age, they get dragged away by the knights. And if you don't go willingly, they cleave you down where you stand.
But our friend Blatt has been there. He told us everything is fine.
I thought you'd be different. And she turns and runs inside.
You did not handle that well at all, Darcy.
Egerton, I don't know what to do. What? Do we not trust Blatt?
Well, we have been told two different things by people.
Thank you. Would you like to come to a conclusion because of that?
That was the conclusion.
Okay.
These are two things that have happened. That's it.
Egerton, we've known Blatt forever. we're supposed to not trust him over this little kid we just met? I mean, what if this little kid is Moira in some kind of disguise? What if Moira has done some magic stuff we don't know about and this is all an illusion? I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, then there's definitely one thing we should do. Go forward.
And which way is forward?
Okay, so I'll point this time when I say go forward. So I thought it was obvious. I mean, like, the whole thing is we're going to go get Blatt and Jacqueline. And I said, let's go forward. And he said, which way is forward? So I'm going to point this time. What, ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
You ready? Okay. The fort.
Yes.
That's forward.
Okay.
We're going to go in that direction. I'm pointing at the fort and saying, let's go forward.
I see that. I see
forward.
That.
Forward.
All I'm saying
to the fort
is that we need to be prepared because I'm not sure what we're going to find in the fort. I'm not sure that Blatt is Blatt. I'm not sure that Bree is Bree. And Jacqueline's up there, too.
Did you lick the whisk before you threw it out?
Okay. Let's just head towards the fort. Do you have a supply of fairy cakes?
I do.
Okay. I think we're going to eat them. No. No, I don't want
Should
one
Should we
right
pre-fairy
now.
Cake?
No, and don't have one. I need you in your right mind.
I'm
in fact,
in
I think
right
your bowl is already a little too tight.
It's a little tight. No, no. It feels loose. It's a little askew, though, but I think the feather is kind of pushing it a little one way. And it's, there we go.
Okay, let's go.
Forward!
Darcy and Egerton march up the path from the village, cresting the rise, and they pause. There's enough light now to see the two knights clearly, clad in black metal. It's impossible to see if there's anyone inside. They're about 8 feet tall, and there is a strange, wispy black smoke coming out from the seams of the suits. And they are immobile, and they stand in the way of the path to the fort.
Hello?
One of the heads turns in the general direction of you, Darcy.
We are friends of Blatt. We come to enter the fort.
And both knights, very slowly, but you sense just how heavy they are, slowly step aside.
That was pretty easy.
Like, it just all seems a little suspicious to me, Egerton.
Everything seems suspicious to you.
Yeah, that's sometimes what keeps us alive.
Sometimes things just work out.
Okay.
We need to go in the fort. They're letting us in the fort.
It just seems too easy. Why would you need such big hulking creatures to just, you know, rouse some townspeople to defend their village?
Sometimes you don't have a great order like me on your side to really just get the rabble-rousers going and get everyone pumped up. And you just need a giant mechanical evil black tendrily.
Aha! Uh-huh. You said evil. You said evil.
To be fair, they look a little evil.
Exactly.
I know it's not a good thing to say. I know I need to check myself, and I think we're going to have to talk about this later, but they do look a little evil.
Exactly. I don't think this fort is everything it's cracked up to be, or everything Black cracks it up to be anyway. So maybe we shouldn't go in the front. Maybe we should look for another entrance.
You want to go looking for another entrance?
Yes.
We can reconnoitre.
Oh, your bowl is definitely too tight. Let me just adjust. Oh yeah. See, there you go.
Better.
You had a stone stuck in there and it was just tightening it.
I don't know where those keep coming from.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's ridiculous, right?
It really is. Okay.
So let's do some reconnaissance and find another entryway.
Okay. All right.
We'll cut left, dart right, go up above and then down below. We'll come out on the right, we'll go left, start select, we'll be good to go.
I'm just going to follow you.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Forward. And Egerton runs towards the gate.
No! And Darcy veers left.
Egerton runs between the two guards with no problem. The second Darcy turns and moves a foot as if coming off the path, the two knights reach for their weapons.
And I'm back on the path.
And the knights release their grip and step aside.
Egerton, this has evil written all over it. They won't let us go off the path now.
No, they just know that I'm the general and then I said to go forward. So they're just making sure you follow orders. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. It's good.
I miss Jacqueline.
That's sweet.
Egerton and Darcy are standing before the gates that are closed for the first time. And then the gates begin to open. And as they open, you see an empty courtyard inside with what looks to be maybe a small barracks building and a keep in the distance. The light's a little dim, but you see a figure standing in the center of the courtyard waiting for you.
Is that Blatt?
Yeah, that's
Blatt. Hey, Blatt, is that you, Blatt? Blatt?
Howdy do, my friends. Come on inside.
Everything's fine. Blatt's just waiting out in the open with nothing near him like he always does.
And I hang back a bit as Egerton wanders over to Blatt.
Blatt, I'm going to give you a roll, a chance to defy danger.
All right.
Roll 2d6 plus wisdom.
Oh, God.
Oh, my plus wisdom, which is, let's just check.
nothing. Zero.
That would be a 4.
Okay, mark XP. Mm. And you can return to your greeting your visitors as Egerton steps forward.
Eggsy, come on down. Jacqueline is already inside.
Oh, that's nice. What are they doing this morning? Are they serving breakfast to everybody?
Well, I don't know. I think we might be able to rustle you up some grub, but right now we're just trying to put our plan into action.
Excellent. And what are the details of this plan?
Well, the first thing I have to ask you is, while you were there with the kiddies, did you get a weapon of any kind?
Well, I feel that my mind is my greatest weapon.
I agree. But that's it? Just the old brain case and nothing else?
Yeah, I think so.
Excellent.
And while this conversation is going on, I'm trying to sidle around. I'm not sure of the architecture of this place, but sort of move around them.
As you just peek forward, you notice that it looks like there are, to your left, 3 frozen large knights. And to your right, there are 2 more. And they're just staring at Blatt and Eggsy.
That's not good. So I just stay where I am, just watching what's going on.
In the doorway?
In the doorway.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Eggsy, you're going to like this. We have been talking about having a hugging contest.
What?
So, just walk up to one of those old robotic guards, stick your hands up in the air, and they'll give you the best grip you've ever felt.
Wait, shouldn't I hug them first?
You know what? I think you're both going to hug at the same time,
and then we'll determine
who gives the best time.
Okay, you guys better watch out. Here I come.
Take your pick, Eggsy.
Egerton.
It's okay. I'm going to win.
No.
I'm going to win.
I don't think you should do this.
It's great. Okay, and you big hug.
Eggsy, you are experiencing the most intense hug of your life. And it's growing more intense by the second.
This is so wonderful. I finally feel. Okay, I don't really feel my toes, but I feel lots of love, and that's nice. And
Egerton is being lifted in the air, and one of the knights is carrying Egerton towards the barracks.
Oh, we're going somewhere now. It's you. We're going to show everyone our hug.
Egerton?
It's good. We're in a contest. I think we're going to the second stage of the contest. Everything's fine. Okay, it's a little hard to breathe, but it's okay. I got to win. I can hug harder than you.
Darcy, the problem is they're a little worried that you might have some weapons on you. They don't entirely trust newcomers yet, even though I vouched for you. So, Darcy, you didn't pick up any weapons when you were down with the kids, right?
You mean like this one? And I pull out my mace.
All right, the mace. Does it count as a weapon? It didn't work so good last time.
Just give me a minute, Blatt.
Hey, mace. I know you can talk, and I know that you're all about people who are worthy of being smote, I'm not sure. But tell me something. Is Blatt worthy of smiting right now?
Let us gaze upon this new assailant.
Let us inspect him carefully, brother.
And because I don't quite know how the mace works, I sort of hold it forward and almost sort of make it do a wand-like motion of, towards Blatt. There, do you, can you get a sense of him? Is that helping?
My brother just does seem a bit like a trap. Red! Demonic red! Which is always questionable, but we cannot assume simply because someone has a demonic shade that they are demonic in heart and soul.
So well spoken, brother. So speak to us, oh carrier.
Okay, here's the skinny. Blatt's my friend, so you're probably sensing some goodness. But he seems to be acting really weird, and my friend just got taken away, my other friend, by a huge giant knight thing who seemed to be gripping him very tightly, and now Blatt doesn't want me to have a weapon. So I'm asking you, if I try and smite him, would you say it was okay?
First, brother, let us not hold her choice of friends against her.
But surely the best way to determine one's personality is the company that one keeps.
Well put, brother. I am afraid we must see his actions. So far, they seem quite pleasant.
Almost welcoming. Friendly.
A hugging contest.
What is to fear from that?
Okay, Blatt. So, I have the mace. I'm sure you won't try and take that away from me, since we're here to form an army to go against the Shattering.
Darcy, I did not say I was going to take your weapon away from you. I'm just saying it might make these people that we're just meeting for the first time a little nervous. You're not one to just wave a mace around as soon as you come into a new area.
No, that's true, but you're not one to just have Egerton taken away by a huge knight without his say-so.
He's being hugged harder than he's ever been hugged before.
You frankly, and I both know there's no hugging contest. Spill it, Blatt. What's going on?
There's a hugging contest. He's never been happier in his life.
I can't feel my hands. The lips are blue.
And that's never happened to him before. This is a new experience. We're all about new experiences.
And you hear Jacqueline shout from the barracks.
It's a trap! Darcy, it's a trap!
I knew it! And I immediately step back towards the gate.
And you bump into something standing behind you.
And I take my mace and I sort of try and hit behind me with the mace as if, but without even turning around, almost like feeling out what's there.
Roll to hit.
Okay, I haven't done this for so long. Hug and slash! It's a 9. Oh, and I probably have a plus something, right?
Strength?
What? Strength? Oh, that's probably a no. No, I have no plus, so it's a 9.
Okay. Okay, so you feel the mace make contact, and at the same moment, you feel another mace connecting with you in your side.
Ow!
And so roll your damage.
Okay, so again, what's remember, I get plus 2 bludgeoning damage with the mace. Oh, if they feel the target is worthy of smiting. Yeah. So I have a d6, I think?
Yeah, okay. Unless you are going
no,
ranged.
I'm not my wearer.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus 2.
6.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Now, is my mace not going to talk about this?
Brother, what have we done?
Trying to prevent a woman from leaving! This cannot stand!
No! We must strike with all our might!
And you get hit in the side with the mace. Can someone roll 1d6 for me, please?
Oh, no, you roll it. Come on, Carter!
5!
Okay, you take... Do you have any armor right now?
No.
You take a devastating blow from a mace, but you deal it in kind, and you actually entirely crush the head of one of these knights, and you just, you're not looking, so you actually feel and hear it hit the ground on its knees and fall backwards.
Okay. Do I take any damage?
Oh, yeah, you took 5 damage.
Oh, okay, I do. Okay.
Upon seeing that, Carter, you get one more roll. Defy danger.
6.
Mark another fail. You are happily continuing to try and get Darcy into the thing.
Sorry, we have to talk about my rage. If I took 5 hit points of damage.
That is a major hit.
Yeah.
I think you are now gaining rage. You gained a rage for sure. I believe this would have pissed Darcy off.
I agree.
But you sense the other guard that was out front is also moving behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we return to the center. Egerton, you can also act. You are...
Yeah?
Can he?
You see that inside the barracks, there is basically a cell, and you are being carried towards the cell, and you see Jacqueline in there, like, crouched, ready to do something, and you are being carried towards that cell. And you're standing in the center with the other knights that are all starting to move.
Jacqueline! I think I'm winning still.
Yeah, you're doing great, Eggsy.
I'm gonna win.
Yeah, you got this.
Okay.
Well, keep it distracted when it opens the door.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay, wait.
Do something. Kiss it or something.
Okay, I need you to roll Defy Danger, Eggsy.
Defying Danger. That is a 7.
Plus Dex. Or Charisma here. You're trying to kiss it.
So
you
that's,
did pour all of your things into charisma 10. For some strange reason.
There you go.
Because any other game I've played with him.
This is a hugging contest. So I think charisma is 10. Totally appropriate.
I will buy that. It's a 10. So just how distracted does this knight get?
This knight, for the first time in its existence, starts to feel.
Oh. Oh. Oh, little one.
Power of a hug.
And Jacqueline jams a piece of their bucket into one of the joints. Can you roll attack for me, for Jacqueline?
For Jacqueline, that is an 11.
Wow.
Jacqueline will take the plus 1d6, so can you roll a 1d10 plus a 1d6?
D10 plus a d6 is too many d's.
Yeah.
That is
7.
A 7, yeah.
And plunges it right through its back in a joint, like right where its heart might have been. And it gasps.
Oh, I knew you such a short time, little one.
No!
Darcy, you sense behind you another knight starting to move. You hear it moving faster behind you, and you see the four that are inside the around Blatt are starting to move and draw their weapons.
So I run full on towards Blatt.
Okay.
And I go behind him and grab him around the waist. And I have my mace raised and I say, somehow, Blatt, I think you're the key to this. And I'm not sure they're going to hurt you.
Careful! She has an argumentative mace!
So why don't you just get us out of this?
I'd like to, but I'm supposed to stand here and wave enthusiastically until you arrive.
And who told you to do that?
Ah, my lord and master.
Who's that?
My lord and master.
Well, why don't you take me to your lord and master?
Oh, no, that's not supposed to happen. I'm supposed to stand here and wave enthusiastically. You come in, we determine if you have weapons, and then the big robotic guards take you all.
Well, we're just going to head in the same direction that Egerton went, and I start pulling Blatt back towards
the barracks,
and I'm wielding my mace at any knight who comes near me.
Well, this is good. You're being very cooperative. This is the direction we're supposed to be heading in.
Excellent. That's good, Blatt. That's really good. Stay back! Stay back!
I don't know if this counts as a weapon because it sometimes works against her.
And Darcy, you managed to open the door behind you and glance quickly in the barracks. It looks clear. And you pull Blatt in, kicking the door closed, and you hear someone sobbing.
Egerton, are you hurt?
Darcy,
what's wrong?
I taught him how to love and then he died. Right away. It's so tragic.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Egerton. I didn't know.
But we had something special.
Will you pull yourself together? We're about to be killed by all these knights and Blatt's been possessed or something.
I'm going to bar the door.
Yes, excellent idea.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
Egerton! And I slap him across the face. Egerton, you're in shock.
Now I hurt on the outside and the inside.
Maybe you should slap Vlad.
Okay, fine. And I slap Vlad.
Wait. Maybe I should slap Vlad.
Go ahead.
No one should be...
Roll 2d6, Vlad.
Ooh.
10.
A cloud lifts off your brain. You feel someone. You feel their anger as they're ripped away from your demon mind.
Why are people hitting me? Where the hell are we?
It's the beginning of the middle, the end of time, and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here. And I just want to say, wow, what a journey this has been. And it's not over. I can't wait for you all to finish this episode. But first, it's time to give some shout-outs to some amazing new patrons. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's all give a warm welcome to Krishna Mahadevan. I hope I said that right. Leprawan, Ascetic Raven. That's a really cool name. Bethany Puleo. Hope I said that right. And Boring Books for Bedtime. And on that last one, it is a great way to fall asleep and get some culture at night. I really enjoy it. And I met them at Podcast Movement. Really lovely folks. Now, before I get to the oldies and goodies, I have some sad news. We're going to be going on a short hiatus. It's not long. I promise. We're coming back in December. We have dates. I just don't have them in front of me. But we're coming back. And it's already locked. It's in stone. Blah, blah, blah. And we'll have those dates posted everywhere. And it's not going to be that long. It's going to be a month and a half. And I have a special announcement today. I have another show you can listen that's also Dungeon World and funny that you can fill that time with. So be sure to listen till the end of the episode today because there's a teaser at the end. But before we get to that, it's time for the oldies but the goodies, the people who have been here since the beginning. I'm turning 50 this month and I just can't stop thinking about that. But let's give a recognition to these amazing people and thank you all for being with us for all this time. So first on the list, Stephanie Henricks-Welch. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Marie Belanger, we finally get to shout you out. Oh, Marie, you are so delightful, and I love how active you are and commenting on everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next up is Waning Gibbous Games, a lovely, lovely outfit. Check them out, Waning Gibbous Games. They sent us a game, and we played it in one of the bonus episodes. Super fun. Phoebe Siders. Phoebe Lightsabers, I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name, Phoebe, but I want to say thank you, and I want to give a shout out to your show, Under Pressure. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And finally, the last shout out for this episode of the Oldies and Goodies, The Beacon. I love The Beacon. I can't get enough of B. B resonates with me, and I need to know B is safe. Check out The Beacon. You won't regret it. And now it's time to shout out a show. This show actually reached out to me. I started listening and I just couldn't stop. It's called Queer Dungeoneers. It's an actual play, Dungeon World. Hello, that's what we're playing. But I think they're actually playing it with like rules and things. But it's super fun. It's an actual play Dungeon World podcast about being who you are by being someone different. Wow, I can totally resonate with that. And they have Australian accents. Come on. So stay tuned to the very end today, and you'll get to hear a teaser of them and check out their show. And it's a perfect thing to follow up from this and fill the gap until we're back in December. And with that, I think we have a mid-roll for you.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit thurmanamendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hello, I'm Jeff Sanderson. I believe I have a room in this, wait a second, this isn't a hotel.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Oh, wait, hold, don't move. I'm going to put the hotel outfit on. Be right back. Oh, here. Ah. Oh, look, got the hat. Can I take your bag, sir?
Yes, here's my bag. Do I sign in somewhere?
Don't you just show me your reservation on your little device.
All right, here you go.
Oh, perfect, sir. Now, we may be a little overbooked, but do not worry. Here at Sneggles Airbnb, we never run out of rooms.
But how's that possible if you're overbooked?
Oh, no, come with me, come just to the end of the hall, 10 steps. Today the door is purple.
Today the door is purple?
Oh, yes, it changes. Here, look in there. Look, I see gold, and is that dancing ladies, and dancing men, and look at all that. There's a party going on.
My God, I just wanted to get a bed for the night. See, I'm on a business trip. I sell styrofoam for a living.
Oh, great. You just tell me here. I'm going to put your bag in there. I'm not going to come in with you because, you know, that's not appropriate. you can just tip me right here.
All right. Here's 4 credits.
Oh, thank you.
So, will they stop dancing at some point? I need to get some sleep before the big styrofoam meeting tomorrow.
Oh, Jess, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
All right.
You might want to think about branching out from styrofoam. Okay, have a nice day.
Mr. Snagel? Mr. Snagel?
Wait, I just have to close this door.
Remember me? Rita.
Miss Fangleston, yes.
Yes, Rita Fangleston, that's right. Well, honey, remember you put me here in what you call the Golden Griffin Room?
Yes.
Sounded very exotic. The Golden Griffin won't stop staring at me.
Oh, Jesse has a tendency to do that.
I ordered room service, and he ate it, including the tray.
I'm so sorry, Miss Finkelstein. Let me get right on that. Here, you just stay here in the hall. I'm going to have a little chat with the Griffin. Right back in a second. Okay, no, I told you, we had to talk about the... Ow! No, we talked about this, John. I'm giving you... Okay, 50%! I'll give you 50, 60, 60% of that! No tickles! Okay, 70 for you! Okay! Okay, you'll get 70% and you'll face the wall. There you go, Miss Finkelstein.
So you can't give me a new room, maybe with Petite Griffin or no creature at all, perhaps?
I have a closet with a lot of clothing in it, if you prefer.
I'll take it.
Okay, just come on right over here. Here you go. Please don't touch the pants on this side, or these shirts, or those 5 shoes. Okay, I'm just...
May I huddle in the corner?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Have a nice day. Breakfast at 6.
Thank you.
Hi, I just came from Roxflop.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, though. You need to have a reservation that you have to get at otherbothers.com in order to have a room.
What if... I don't have time. I need somewhere to say... What if I just give you, I've got, 4,000 Roxfloppian dollars.
Okay. I generally prefer you make a reservation at otherbothers.com, but I have a room for you. Here you go. He's a little touchy, but I'm sure you'll get along just fine. Thank you, filthy kid!
What? My childhood.
You don't know where you are?
No, my job was to go up to the gate and see what was going on, and now I'm being held by you while Egerton beats me.
Blood.
This is very important. You said to me that you were working for your lord and master.
What?
Who did you meet when you came up to the fort?
Mr. Simmons? But he's from the future. Oh, he loved my filing.
Are you saying that Mr. Simmons is here?
Mr. Simmons? No, Mr. Simmons' great-great-grandparents haven't even been born yet. Mr. Simmons can't be here.
Well, who was here in the fort when you got here the first time?
Simple. I went up to the fort, and then the gate opened, and then I walked inside, and then, blah, 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 Egerton hits me.
Oh, boy. Well, someone is controlling your mind, Blatt, and you just lured us all here to a trap.
What?
Darcy? Roll 2d6 to defy danger. You feel something pummeling into your brain.
I would get a plus wisdom, though, or something,
yes,
wouldn't
you
I?
Would.
I'm very wise. Yes, that's a 13.
Ooh.
You feel someone or something punching into your thoughts and brain, and then your amulet lights up, and you feel them pushed out.
Egerton, protect your brain! Protect your brain! Someone's
okay.
coming for it!
And I slam my hands on my helmet.
Your bowl.
It's implied.
We have to get out of here. There's something or someone trying to get into my brain, and they're probably going to try someone else. How do we get out of here, Blatt?
Well, I don't remember coming in this far. Are we by the gate?
We have to go back through the gate we just came through, and there's all sorts of knights out there. We've got to find another way out.
I am of no use to you.
Okay. There's usually always a way out if we can find the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yes.
There's a kitchen?
I bet you can sense it.
Where's
the kitchen, Egerton?
Maybe it's behind Timothy.
Oh, boy.
I think he would have loved to cook.
There is a door at the end of the room that you feel might lead to some kind of mess hall.
It's that way. I know it. Timothy's guiding me from beyond.
Okay, lead us away. Lead us away.
I'm so sorry, Timothy. Okay, let's go.
He really is kissing that guard, Darcy.
Yeah, Jacqueline, we have to move. I don't know what happened here. I don't want to know.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the door. I need help opening it because my hands are
okay,
still trying to protect me from... From whatever you told
Roll
me to protect my brain.
Roll 2d6 to defy danger. You feel a force trying to enter your mind, and you just rolled double hot ones.
Plus one for wisdom.
3.
Wait, this isn't the right way. We should go back out the front of the barracks.
Oh, no. The brain's been taken over.
Oh, how can you tell?
Because he wants to go back to danger.
That's not danger. That's salvation.
Oh, sure it is.
Wait. We can test. Who is your most recent love?
Who is my most recent love? Yeah. Clearly myself.
Uh-huh.
It's not him.
Didn't even remember Timothy.
Who's Timothy?
Blatt. I don't even know who Timothy is.
Come on, let's go.
Timothy's
the
right
front
there.
Door.
The dead knight.
The dead knight.
Blatt. Hold Egerton.
What? What?
All right.
I'll open this door. Okay. There is a mess hall here.
Let's go through.
Come on, Egerton. How bad can it be? We're gonna eat something.
Yes, we need to eat, but I'm pretty sure there's a great big meal happening out in the courtyard. We should all just put down our weapons and check it out.
That's definitely not Egerton. He would eat food no matter what. Okay.
Okay.
Jacqueline, what do you see? Is there another exit through here?
Yeah, there's a door, but I hear knights moving around outside. Like, it's not that big of a building.
You're right. We should probably just go back out the front door.
Do you have anything to gag him with, Blatt?
All right, here. And Blatt tears off the bottom of his shirt and shoves it into Egerton's mouth. Here's what we're going to do. It's a tried and true method. Bazooka. Now, I'm going to aim this at the door. If any of the guards show up, we fire a projectile. Figure out how else we can get out of this room.
When I was brought in, Darcy, there were 5, I think, in the main courtyard, and then there were the 2 outside when we walked in. There might be more.
Well, we don't know. The bazooka's a pretty good method of figuring it out.
I agree. Okay, I'm going to open the door. Ready?
Okay.
I'm going to swing it open and stand back.
Yes, yeah, stand way back.
And Jacqueline reaches her one hand and swings open the door. And outside, you see, just on the other side of the door, you see standing a giant knight, most of it seen through the door.
And Blatt fires.
Okay, roll it.
Ooh, I get a plus because of my dexterity, which puts us up to an 8.
So an 8 on volley, partial success. Okay, you get a choice. Let's do it by the rules for once. You have to move to get the shot, placing you in danger of the GM's choice. You have to take what you can get, minus 1d6 damage, or you have to take several shots. Oh, that one doesn't count. So of those two,
I'll place myself in greater danger.
Okay. So Blatt steps forward into the doorway, has a total clear shot, fires, roll your damage.
D8. A 6.
An explosion sends a fireball up into the air, and as the fireball clears, you see the knight and a charred metal melting, but it's limping forward still, but it looks really hurt. And it shoves a massive sword forward right into Blatt's chest. Can someone roll a 1d6 for me?
It's a 6.
Blatt, you take 6 damage. I never roll well. Damage. You see inside, you all see a fireball go up. And you see Blatt like nodding. And then a sword comes out his back and then is pulled back as you see what remains of a giant knight standing right in front of him. Looks pretty damaged.
Blatt! And then I come running forward with my mace and just take this running swing at the knight's head.
Okay, let's roll it.
That is 2d6, was it?
Now, we'll say there's not a lot of room, so if you roll badly, you may be hitting Blatt. Like he's in the doorway.
No, but it's the mace of smiting.
Yeah, yeah.
So it won't hit Blatt.
Let's see.
7, so that's a partial success.
Okay. So you manage to shove Blatt aside, and the mace shouts, "Victory is ours! Finally, brother!" And it collides. Can you roll your damage?
Mm-hmm.
If you roll more than the 1, it's...
It's a 1.
You plus the 2. So the mace goes right through its skull and down into its chest. You almost have a little trouble yanking it out and coming back. And you see Blatt gathering his breath and looking down at a gaping hole in his chest.
And I do this fluid motion of pulling the mace out. And I turn to Blatt and I just put my left hand on his chest. And I cast my Cure Light Wounds.
So rote means it goes off without having
to roll? Yeah, your touch wounds. Heal an ally. You touch of 1d8 damage.
Roll 1d8.
Oh, and I think I'm a devoted healer, too, so I have even more.
Plus.
When you heal someone else, adds your level to the amount of damage healed. So I heal you of 8 damage.
As you place your hand upon Chet's...
on Chet.
Good old Chet.
Good old Chet.
Oh,
that was the name of the knight you missed.
Oh, Chet. Jimmy and Chet. As you place your hand on Blatt's red chest... Blood oozing between your fingers. As you pull it away, your amulet glows and the wound is completely closed.
Oh, I couldn't tell if I was bleeding or if that was just my skin color.
You are bleeding, Blatt. Can you get up?
I can get up.
Okay.
No, wait, I gotta sit down again.
You hear other knights stomping towards where that one knight and the fireball went up.
I'm just saying, this all could have been avoided if we went out the front door.
And I slap Egerton.
Roll 2d6 for me, Egerton.
That's a 4.
Oh, no.
You feel a presence in your brain say, "Oh, lines of power. What is this?"
Nah. Okay, wait. I know we're in mortal danger here. We can't leave all those townspeople. Jacqueline, did you see anyone else? Where are the townspeople being kept?
There are no people.
What?
There aren't. Unless they're in the keep, but that keep... there's no people here in the barracks, and there were none in the yard.
Okay, we're going to have to regroup. We have to get out of here. Keep running through the mess hall towards that far door over there.
Okay, I'm on it.
I'm so pretty sure we should go out the front door.
Blatt! Grab Egerton!
Come on, Eggsy, you little evil SOB.
Okay, Jacqueline makes the door. I don't hear any knights. They seem to be running around to where the fireball was.
Okay, let's open it.
And Jacqueline opens the door, and you see a robed figure standing in front of the door in the dim light.
It's him!
My lord and excellency, I've gathered them all together. Isn't that right, Egerton?
Oh, hey, boss. How's it going?
Ah, beautiful. You two may step out.
Awesome. Thanks.
My lord, my excellency.
Shh. Stand over there.
Alrighty, I'll stand over here, but perhaps you need me to point my weapon at them in case they do anything too tricksy?
Yes, fine.
Bazooka!
You see an old friend, the Chancellor, for the first time, Darcy, stepping forward. Voluptuous black, the robes are a different color now. The robes are multi-layered black and silver, and you see so many rings on the fingers. A rather slim-built man underneath it all, but a very dark voice.
Ah, we finally meet again.
What are you doing here?
I might ask the same of you, but I expect I know the answer.
How is this possible? How we got rid of you? How did you get here?
Oh, child, how little you know to be the three to save the world.
And his hand shoots forward. Darcy, what do you do?
I raise the mace.
Okay.
Almost to block the hand and take
roll
it off.
Roll defy danger.
Okay.
I love that.
36? There we go. Okay, that's an 8, but if I got a plus on, say, dex or something, I'd have a 9.
Okay, mixed success. You manage to raise the mace and strike his arm.
Okay.
And he screams, and you hear a snap, a snapping sound of a bone on his arm. So can you roll your damage, please?
Yeah. That says 5 plus 2 is 7.
Okay. As your mace hits and you hear the snap, you see this glow all around his body that seems your mace has to fight its way through. Okay, so you did 7?
Yeah.
Okay. And at the same time, even as his hand is lifting up, this dark matter, like almost like a psychic energy, comes out and strikes you right between the eyes.
Okay.
I need someone to roll 2d6 and tell me which is the higher number.
Oh, 2.
Darcy, you feel a piercing, sharp pain behind, almost like behind your eyes. You take 2 damage. Mm-hmm. And he snarls, "Oh, you will break," and steps forward as if going into the doorway. He's about to step in, trying to make you back up,
okay,
pushing you back into the barracks.
Darcy! Get Jacqueline on the floor.
And I dive to the side as quickly as I can.
Okay.
As he's backing me up.
Here's your shell order, Your Excellency.
And Blatt fires.
He spins around towards Blatt, realizing too late what's happening. Darcy, I need you to roll for you and Jacqueline. You can just do it once. Let's roll Defy Danger to see if you can get out of the way. As the missile streams
in. That's
a
9 plus 1 is 10.
You tell me what happens. How do you get you and Jacqueline out of the way?
So as I'm diving to the side, to the one side, I just take my hand behind me where Jacqueline is, and I just grab them as well and just drag them with me, and they almost go flying farther than I do.
So from outside, Blatt, you see Darcy grab Jacqueline and just disappear as your missile zeroes in and hits square. Let's see what happens. Well, let's see if it hits. Roll 2d6. As your missile is incoming. This is volley, so you get plus dex.
10.
Nice.
Roll me damage.
A 7.
There is a fireball that goes all the way, it just shakes the building. Part of the roof starts to cave in. Inside, timber is falling from above. The flames are spreading quickly, and you see a charred body just hit face forward in the dirt with a resounding thud.
Jacqueline, we have to get out of here. This whole place could start coming down. Can you get up? Let's go.
Yeah, front door.
Okay, let's go. Blatt, Egerton!
Eggsy, you wanted to go out the front door?
Yep.
Let's head there now!
Okie dokie.
You see three knights out in the main area near the front door, but you hear other movement on the other side of the barracks that you can't see, Blatt. But you are running towards three knights that are sort of in the main central area where the front door is going to open onto. They're not too close together, sadly.
There's something wrong with His Excellency. You need to go inside and check. The whole place is on fire.
One of them, its head turns and then immediately starts moving past you. Just goes right past you towards where you were.
And there's one that was killed by love. I'm not sure how that happened either. Quick, this is an emergency.
Another one goes running past you, so there's one left out in front.
Timothy! Did you know one named Timothy? They're just randomly naming you guys in there. Quick, get in before you get a stupid name, like Schmendrick or something.
Darcy, you just reached the front door when it explodes off its hinges. Wood fragments flying past you. You take one hit point of damage, a sharp bend, and something pounds right past you, shoving you aside in a rush to get deeper to find Timothy as one of the giant knights goes right past you, leaving a gaping hole where the door was.
Okay, well, I think we're clear.
Quick! Down to the kitties! We might have to take them with us!
What?
Kitties in the Blatavan! Kitties in the Blatavan!
Oh, Loxen!
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Ryan Cushman, Evelyn Jones, David Friedenberg, and Kim Bellinger. If you like the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com. A Fable and Folly production.
When we started this journey, I was just a dropout from the College of Arcanists.
Some girl who could turn into animals.
A pickpocket looking for answers.
I was a swan.
But along the way, I found hope.
Love.
Family.
I found out I can turn into a giant worm.
Okay, look, Signana, I...
What? He's right.
But it's really not fitting in with the tone of what we're going for here. I mean, we're all talking about the esoteric...
Queer Dungeoneers, an actual play podcast about being who you are by being someone different.
I can turn into a worm.
Oh, forget it.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there.
It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.